In the 50s, a lot of people were being plagued with polio and could even lead to death and being paralyzed. Did anyone you know, were they affected by this?
We had a boy down the street from us that had polio. I grew up with his brother and played baseball with his brother. The kid accepted it for what it was worth to him. He would go swimming. I remember taking him to the beach with parents and so forth. He was outgoing. Then I guess the polio vaccine came out, Jonas Salk, in the early 50s, mid-50s. I can't remember the exact date. This was given out in the schools, which at that time was probably the best thing that ever came out in this country.
How did people feel about it? Were they real?
People were very excited about it and get it. Where you could get it, you had to go. It was very cheap at the time. One of the things that I remember well was after I'd gotten married, and I married your mother in 1962 in Germany, and at that time she had never had a polio vaccine whatsoever until she married me. And we got her polio shots, but none of the children at that time, to my knowledge, in Europe had even been inoculated or given any medication of polio vaccine. I know your mother had never had it. She was born in 1941. But I think it was the best thing that ever came up, and if you look at it, the guy who developed it was a man who did much research on his own. In Germany.
Okay, in the late 1950s, NASA was founded. Do you remember the reaction of the people of the United States?
Not really. I become more in tune to NASA when President Kennedy later decided that we would go on the moon. But I can't say that I can elaborate too much on NASA other than when he stated that we would put a man on the moon, and that was in the 60s.
And what did everyone think about that? They think it was absurd?
I think they were very excited about putting a man on the moon.
Did they think that they could do it?
I think the American people thought they could do anything they wanted to do. At that time, the Sputnik in the late 50s by the Russians were the first to put someone in space. And this was a real shocked, I think, to the American public that the Russians would be first, and it became more of a race to see who was going to be the best. And Kennedy decided that the United States was going to do what it had to do to be the best. Being the orator that he was, this excited people, and I think this is what got our space program going, Kennedy and the American public.
Okay, you were talking about Kennedy. He was elected in 1960, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He was elected in November 1960 and took office in January 1961.
What was the American public's view on Kennedy?
Well, at that time, I didn't get to read much on what was going on in the American public because I happened to be stationed in Europe at the time of the election, and also the time of his inauguration. From what I can understand...
You say you were overseas?
Yes, I was.
Is there any reaction overseas to his being elected?
Not really, other than he was going to be our commander-in-chief instead of Dwight Eisenhower. Basically, it was a pretty good battle for the presidency, as I can remember reading in the Army Stars and Stripes. Kennedy, you know, was the first television president we ever had. He was a much better orator and speaker than Richard Nixon. He excited people, I think, by the way he talked, his vocabulary, and he was a tremendously educated man who spoke very well. He was young, enthusiastic, and I think this is probably what got him elected, because it did come out as a very close election on him winning. Nixon had been the vice president under Eisenhower, but I was not very politically motivated at that time, being only 20 years old when that election was going on, and we were not allowed to vote until you were 21 at that time.
Okay, while he was in presidency, the Bay of Pigs came about. Do you remember that?
I remember it very well. Again, I think it was an inexperienced president who took office. Basically, the Bay of Pigs were a bunch of Cubans who were trained by the American government to go in and try to overthrow Castro, who had overthrew Batista. Kennedy, whether my viewpoint or other person's viewpoints or who's ever at that time, had decided not to give air power to the people who went in on the Bay of Pigs invasion, and the Bay of Pigs became a total disaster and probably an embarrassment to the American government. Kennedy, like I say, probably had nothing to do with the planning. It was planned before he was elected. It was set up that we would back him, and we didn't. And again, I think that's where one of his mistakes were made there too, that we should have went into Cuba. Well, we shouldn't have, but the Bay of Pigs did. And eventually, the Cuban Missile Crisis came along a little bit later, and I don't know whether you have a question on that or not, but we can go on.
Go into it.
Well, I had came back from Germany in September of 1962 and was stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I had just brought your mother here. I was there for about 10 days, and Kennedy at that time happened to be President of the United States. Many people that I knew who were there felt that we should have went in to Cuba and removed Castro at that time. But the world was afraid of a nuclear war or Holocaust or whatever you want to call it at the time. And the negotiation skills, I'm assuming that Mr. Kennedy used with Mr. Khrushchev at that time, prevented a nuclear Holocaust from happening. If it would have happened, I'm not sure of that. They had missiles there. They were aimed at us. But in my opinion, I do not believe the arm of Russia would have allowed the Cuban government or the Russian military advisors at that time to use nuclear weapons. By any token, this ended. The Cubans are still in power.
Did you go over to Cuba?
No, we did not. We left Fort Bragg and were sent to a location, and we were to board ships and would be in the invasion force.
Well, describe what was going on at the base when you felt that you were getting ready to go to war or to invade.
Well, at that time, we left, like I say, Fort Bragg, and we went to another post in the southern part of the United States.
What were you being told?
Very little, other than we were on high alert for any invasion. We knew it was the Cuban deal. We knew the missile crisis was going on. They couldn't keep that from us. Basically, we were training more, working with our weapons to make sure everything worked, and to be fully ready when the time come for us to go. At that time, I spent eight to nine weeks. At that time, we brought in more men, more manpower, and probably more military personnel than I've ever seen in my whole life.
Were they willing to go fight, or were they against the movement?
I can't speak for the millions of people who were involved in it. I can speak for the outfit that I was in. At first, we said, oh, my God, here we go. What's going to happen? At that time, I happened to have about 6 months left in the military, just being married and just bringing your mother home. I figured either let's go and get it over with or get me back to her. But I would say that the majority of the outfit that I was in were ready to go. And said, if that's what we have to do to get him out, let's get him out of there and get it over with.
How the general public feel about it?
Being isolated from the general public, I don't know. I think the general public was scared to death that we were going to have a nuclear war. That was the main concern with the general public, that the fear was there. In the military, you didn't think about that. You just said, hey, this is my job. If we got to go to Cuba, let's go and let's get it over with. I know in letters from your mother and so forth, they were pretty uptight about it, that we would possibly have a nuclear war, that Castro and the Russians would send missiles from Cuba. And I think there was fear throughout the world. Militarily, yes, I guess we had the same fear. But we said, well, if we don't, maybe we can go in there and kick some butt and get it over with, and it won't happen. And I was willing to do that.
Also in this time, the Berlin Wall was being erected. Do you remember that?
Definitely. The Berlin Wall, I was stationed in Germany when they closed Berlin. And I went on alert at 2 o'clock in the morning on August 13th, 1961. Again, all we were told was that we were on alert. And we left. We went out to the Autobahn. And we sit out there with our tanks. At that time, we were probably, being a recon unit, we were about 150 miles from Berlin. And at that time, the American government was sending 1,800 troops up the Helmstedt Autobahn, which was 110 miles long and controlled by the Russians. At that time, the whole military went on alert, and we sit out there for days wondering what was going to happen. The wall itself hadn't been put up. They were just stopping people from coming across and building barbed wire fences. The opinion of our group at the time, being a recon unit, was let's go up and kick their buns. Again, that's what we were there for. We sit out in the fields, just ready, completely loaded. It never happened. The 1,800 troops went up the Helmstedt Autobahn. They weren't stopped by the Russians or attacked. And from that day on, August 13, 1961, until the wall came down in 89, I believe, it proved that we should have knocked the wall down. We should have never let it go up, as far as I'm concerned. Again, this may sound that I'm militaristic, but...
What was going on with the civilians at the time?
The civilians were in Europe, or the civilians in
the
United States? I think the German populace was offended about it. They would have liked to have seen it knocked down. Again, being in the military in foreign land, and they've been there a little over a year, it was hard to say what their feelings were. I think a lot of them thought that another war could break out, and a lot of the Europeans, and especially the Germans at that time, were, I think, fearful of what could happen if Russia and the United States at that time would have started a war over Berlin. Cool heads prevailed, and the war didn't start, but thousands of people were oppressed and kept inside East Berlin who couldn't get to see their people and relatives in West Berlin or West Germany as the wall was built and blocked them off for years to come. And they lost their freedom.
And how did you feel about this personally?
Personally, again, I thought that no one should have a wall built where they can't go see their family. Again, at that time, I was 21 years old. I thought militarily we should have went and blown it down. Again, I'm more like a hawk instead of a dove. I don't think any people should be oppressed because of other people by building a wall around them and telling them they can't come out or people can't come in.